joy as strength. It's interesting how powerful just pure happiness can be, especially when it's deployed in the face of circumstances that most people would think you should not be laughing about that. But think about how powerful that is from one's own perspective or point of view. To get to a point where no matter what it is that's taking place, and again, use discernment, not saying laughing at people or at things or at negative or destructive things happening to others or happening to oneself, but in the sense of it can't bring you down. Think about it even when you see two people fighting or arguing and the other person just isn't taking it serious. How upset it usually either makes the other person either more upset or it diffuses the whole situation because it just doesn't make sense, does it? You're supposed to be in this tense, scary situation and you're light and giggling and actually having the time of your life. How? How is that possible? It's like one of those things that is, when you really look at it, a superpower. To be able to be in situations that most people would spiral or the heaviness would be so great that they would fall into deep bouts of depression and things of that nature. And even if you are already in that bout of depression, how light joy as a feeling is as you begin to laugh. I remember there were times where I was feeling down, feeling defeated, feeling the feeling of wanting to give up. And so just doom scrolling, you know, see something funny and it's just, you can't help but laugh. See something funny. And it just always comes at the right time. Something so funny that it literally in an instant changes the entire mood. Changes the entire feeling. Lightens up the heart. And then all you have to do is carry it and keep it going. It makes sense why they say to smile in any way, even when you don't feel like smiling, and how that, you know, releases this or that chemical and tricks the brain into thinking you're happy, and how joy and smiling and happiness in the face of what seems to be your personal or impersonal monsters in your life. Think about how powerful that is. To be filled with joy, because joy and fear can't live in the same heart at the same time. Can they? When you're in a sense of elated happiness, you know, I'm not talking about manic, but a genuine sense of just that, you know, looking at it as a comedy, really, where you just take it lightly. And how it's hard to just, when you're taking something lightly, it's hard to be afraid of it. When you switch your perception of it to something light. And you make yourself unconditionally happy. How powerful is that? The fact that you recognize that you and you alone literally can change your state whenever you want to. That the outside world, even the inner world now, when certain thoughts try to knock on the door of your consciousness, that try to depress you, or when you begin to overthink in an instant, you can smile, you can chuckle, you can take the helm of your ship, so to speak, instead of letting the waves of life push you this way and push you that way emotionally. You're having a good day and this happens, now you're pissed, and this happens, now you're afraid. Imagine if you just consciously chose. You caught yourself anytime you were about to just do your normal reaction of being angry or sad, mad about something happening. You caught yourself. And you begin to just actually laugh, whether out loud or internally. You smile. It's like, what's her problem? What's his problem? This is not the time to be happy. How could it not be? This is not the time for joy. Nonsense. The joy of the Lord can be wherever it wants to be, can it not? Where would you deny that? Now, this isn't the time. Sorry, Lord, I'm going to have to shut you out. I don't want to feel any joy right now. And of course, I'm not, again, use your common sense, so to speak. Obviously not saying you can't feel the feels whenever, you know, obviously. But, you know, those things where you know better. You still shouldn't be reacting to that for years and years, months and months, letting this person or that event or circumstance cause you emotional turmoil. Come on now. The smile right in his face. think about how it will react to that. You think life out to get you, something happen, you just get the smiling and laughing. What? Think you have enemies in your life? Imagine just smiling and laughing in their face. What? Changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it? So, joy as a superpower? I think so.